Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 211, I think.
Ish.
I didn't check this week, so I think it's 211. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Hi.
Fozzie has
abandoned us.
Yeah, he's left us to go watch Guardians of the Galaxy, which looks really cool. So
it looks like a fun movie, but I need a little info on this.
All right, what do you need? Because I started reading the comics through Marvel Unlimited. So
okay, so it's obviously based off a comic, right?
Yes.
All right, and here's the thing: I saw the trailer for it like all summer, like every movie I went to see. Like they had a trailer, I'm like, that looks like a fun, like lighthearted, you know, whatever comic book movie.
Yes.
But it didn't seem, at least to me, like I just didn't notice any hype leading up to it. Now that's like out, people are just like fucking excited as shit to see it. How excited should I be to see it? Is it like super lighthearted? Like it looks in the trailer. Like the trailer, like they're playing that Spirit in the Sky song, and I don't know. It's all goofy. There's a talking raccoon.
There is a talking raccoon. Rocket Raccoon is awesome. So I've read, I guess, about 16 of the issues. I think there's like 25 in the second series. And it's pretty lighthearted. Like it's not your serious like Iron Man story or Thor story. Like it's pretty goofy. Even though they're dealing with some pretty like fucked up shit. So it's pretty cool, and like the characters that they have are a lot of fun. Like the raccoon.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, she. I think she plays Gamora, who is like a. She's a chick bounty hunter.
Delicious.
Can't remember. It's a wrestler, but he plays a. Drax. He's another. He's called the Destroyer. Like that's basically all he does is like fuck shit up. And then Vin Diesel is the voice of Groot. He's a giant tree.
Sweet.
It's like a talking tree that fights, I guess. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I think you should be excited for it. It'll be fun.
Alright.
Good time. So we'll play some games on occasion.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Nah, it's been light, but...
yeah.
Tony, you've been playing something new, so why don't we talk about that?
Yes. I've been playing a lot of Divinity Original Sin. Which is it's a top-down style RPG like the old Baldur's Gate games.
Okay.
And it's probably the best RPG I have played, like, of this style in years. You start off, you have your two main characters, Source Hunters, and you're going into this town to investigate a murder. And you meet people and you add them to your party. So it's a classic, like, you know, opening to this kind of game. And I don't know, it's so deep and so interesting. There's so much going on in the town, and all of the systems of the game are really, like, interesting and complex. And the combat feels so good. The battles in the game are really tough, and you really have to think them through in order to do well. And when you win, you feel really good. So it's not like it's not like the classic RPG where you're just kind of like walking through, killing. Like battles are like events, and it just you have to strategize your plan. Like you can have one of your party cast rain to make everything wet, and then another one will cast lightning to like, you know, use the water to zap everyone. And it's that kind of strategy that you have to start getting involved in, and like using the environment. There's always items like you can tip over torches into oil and light everything on fire. So it gets really deep and really interesting, and there's just a whole lot to it. So I've been talking about the murder. I've spent like 6 hours like walking around talking to people, investigating this murder, and it like infiltrates all the levels of the town politics, and it just really harkens back to that old Baldur's Gate feeling. And it's really taken any excitement I may have had for Dragon Age Inquisition and like tossed it out on its head, because Dragon Age Inquisition would have to be like the best RPG ever to be better than this. Oh, so I don't really need it now.
Does this have any ties to the, those other Divinity games, like the ones you can buy for like 360 that are just like dungeon crawlers, or no?
I don't. I'm not sure, but I don't. You know what I'm talking about?
They're like, I do. Kind of budget, they're kind of like budget Diablo.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, yeah. I don't think it does. I know this game was, it was Kickstarter funded to be the way it is because people want the old Baldur's Gate games. But yeah, I didn't get any sense of like a larger story other than what was going on in this game.
Okay.
But I'm about 12 hours in, and I am just loving every minute of it. It is hard. So if you're just expecting to like blaze through it and kill everyone, it's just not going to happen. So you really have to like plan ahead and like make sure your party is fully stocked, full of stuff, and everybody's in the right spot and everybody has the right equipment and that kind of thing. But it's really, really fun.
I'm going to try that out. How much is it going for?
I think it's 40 on Steam right now.
Okay.
I'll admit, I wrote a preview on the game. So I got like an early access copy in like January.
Ah.
So I didn't actually have to buy it. But the fact that I have it makes me want to tell other people to buy it.
Cool.
So
I definitely want to try it. So.
And there's nothing else to play right now, and you can sink hours and hours and hours into this game. Like it's one of those, it's the rare game where I want to put off doing what I'm supposed to do to play, which I don't normally do. So I don't really want to play anything else either. That's the other thing. It's a lot of fun. Play it, everybody. Go.
Okay.
Go now. Play it now. Jeff, go and get a computer.
Once they
play it.
Once they port it, I don't see why they can't port it. Like they can port it, right? Like. They can port anything. I don't want to hear any more of this. Like, dude, if you play Sims on
this wouldn't play well though. It's like the if you played the first Dragon Age game, and then you've played it on console and then you play it on PC, you're like, oh my god, how did I ever play this on console?
Yeah, it's so much better on PC.
Yeah, this would would be possible on console. It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be as good.
It would be good for me.
I will say it's weird having to relearn, like it's not based on Dungeons and Dragons or any other like game I've ever played, so it's, you have to relearn all the magic stuff and where to put your points in and
right, it's similar but it's a right. Whole new
it's a whole new system, but it does tell you like when you're putting a point into strength, it'll like show you the effect it has on all your values, so you know what's actually happening.
Alright.
Yeah.
I am down for giving that a try, so.
You should definitely play it. This is awesome.
I've heard really good things. I mean, I would definitely play it if I could, but I could not.
So, Jeff, what have you been playing?
Because
you bought a PS4.
Yeah.
It doesn't work yet.
Yeah. Here's the thing, I was going to set it up, and, I'm getting a brand new console, but I want to carry my PSN ID over, so, like, I want to set that up, and, like, it would just, like, time out every time I was trying to do that, like just to log in to your, you know what I mean? Like, it would, like, time out and just give me different error messages every time, and I was like,
would time out from the wireless connection?
Yeah, like, as I'm trying, like, and I would set it up, like, first thing you do when you turn on the console, it's like, would you like to set up internet connection now? And I would do that, and it'd be like, all right, it would identify the network that I want to use, and I'd set it up, everything seems fine. Then you get to, like, it's not the dashboard on PS4, whatever they call it, and, like, you're just logged in as, like, guest or user one or whatever the hell it is, player. And I want to log in and, like, set up my PSN ID. And I'm going to do that, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it would just always, like, give me a different error message every time. And so I'd go into settings, and I'd do a connection test, and connection is successful every time. I was like, what the hell is going on? And so I finally, like, I'm on Twitter. I'm searching PSN down, like, see if other people are talking about it. And, of course, like, if you probably could search that right now on Twitter, and there's people saying, PSN is down? What the fuck, you know?
Right.
So, like, I'm like, if it was really down, you'd think, like, my friends would be, like, talking about it, too, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be widespread. But, then I got on with tech support, like, doing a chat on, like, my fucking computer. And the guy's like, he's like, PSN is down. It's randomly. That's what he said to me. It's randomly. I'm like, okay. And I, like, he's like, let's do some troubleshooting anyways. And nothing ever worked. And I was like, what the fuck, man? So I just assumed that PSN was down for like 2 days. And then I finally went into the living room and like hardwired my PS4 right into the fucking router. And it worked just fine.
So it's something with the Wi-Fi.
It's something with the Wi-Fi where I think I would have to mess with router settings. Which I, at this point in my life, I refuse to do.
Why?
Because if my Wii U can function perfectly fine online, my PS4 should be able to too. I'm sorry. That's fucking on Sony.
Right, but, I mean, if it's with your router settings, it's not Sony's fault.
It is Sony's fault, because every other device, my phone...
There's like 90 million routers out there. They can't necessarily make a wireless connection that's automatically going to work with all of them.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. That's
put a man on the moon.
If Nintendo's works with it, you would think that Sony's would work with it.
I'm just saying, every other device I have works with the router. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, it's like a common thing that happens with a lot of shit and some shit works. No. The only thing I've ever had a problem with is the PS4. So, my PS4 has been sitting in the living room while my roommate plays the fucking Destiny beta until that ended. That's it. It's still sitting there. Like, I was gonna, like, and I unplugged the Ethernet cable one time to see, like, what would happen. And I logged on, and it let me connect and everything, and it let me, and then, like, I tried, like, let's go into the PlayStation Store. It let me go on. Turn it back off, turn it back on, and it said, cannot connect to network. But then let me go into the PlayStation Store. So I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm terrified to move it back into my room right now. But, like, as long as it lets me, I don't really care about online gaming, like, on PS4. I just, like, it's like, as long as I can download shit, whatever, I'm happy, you know what I mean?
Right, you can get your PS Plus games and...
Yeah, that's all I really care about. Like, I mean, like, certain games, like, I don't know, most games I'll probably get on Xbox One. I don't know. I like the PS4, though. Like, I like the controller. I think the controller's better than Xbox One's, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't. Like, I think it's way better than the DualShock 3, but playing with it for, like, a long period of time, it cramps my hands still.
Really?
So...
I don't know. I like it, and I...
It's nice.
It really improved, like, the triggers, the handles, everything.
Yeah, the triggers are really nice. Like, yeah, really well done.
The thumbsticks feel good, too, but sort of the ones on Xbox One. I don't know. I mean, the thing I don't like about Xbox One controllers is the fucking AA batteries, man. What the fuck?
Oh, but, like, I have to fucking charge this fucking PS4 controller all the time.
I haven't really had issues with that yet, because I haven't...
Really?
I mean, all I've really played on it is, I played about probably half a Strider.
Yeah, it seems like I charge this thing, like, every 2 days when I end up using it.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, but I go, like, 2-3 weeks without having to change batteries on my Xbox One, and I use that way more.
It is amazing how long the AA's will last in that fucking thing, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I was surprised, like, I've changed them once. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like they did a really good job with like battery life on that thing. But
I give them props for that. But like, it just feels antiquated to have fucking
sure
put batteries in your fucking controller. I guess that way, like, the battery will never die, and you don't have to buy a new controller. You can always buy new batteries.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's my fear. Like, eventually, this fucking thing's gonna die. Like, it only has like 400 charges in it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to buy a new one in, like, no time.
This is why I have like 90 million rechargeable AA batteries.
Yeah, I just bought a whole bunch of AA batteries for my Xbox One controller.
Me too. I haven't bought, like, I haven't, like, went to the store, like, you need to buy batteries in so long until I got the Xbox One. I'm like, alright, it's on the list, batteries.
Oh man, I didn't think about that. I have my Costco membership now. I can go back and
you should get like a giant fucking stockpile, like,
buy all the batteries on Earth.
Well, they gotta come out, if they haven't already, they gotta come out with a rechargeable battery for it.
I've seen it. It exists.
Oh, okay.
It's not a Microsoft thing, but it exists.
So you played some Strider. What do you think of that?
That game is amazing, dude. Have you played it?
I downloaded it. I have not played it yet. I've heard good things.
It is, like, It is Metroid, except you have a fucking sword.
I can get behind that.
The thing that's really awesome about it, dude, is, like, you run so fast in the game. Like, you're always at full running speed. And, like, say you're, like, running, you know, it's a huge 2D level. Say you're running across, like, a, you know, a long-ass fucking, you know, straightaway in a level, and there's, like, a line of enemies. You fucking could slice them up as fast as you could run. So you just keep tapping the button. You're like, you never really slow down. You're like, fuck all you motherfuckers. But it's Metroid, you know. You find a new item that gives you access to, you know, certain doors you couldn't get through before. Now you can. You get more, you know, upgrades and shit to your character. But it's all, you know, 2D kind of like hack and slash instead of shooting.
Right, right.
But the boss battles are pretty sweet. You know, like, the bosses will just have, like, a big life bar above them. So there's no... It's not like Zelda where you have to find their weakness. It's just like, dude, beat the fuck out of this guy as best you can. You know, there's a strategy to beating them, I guess. But it's like... There's not, like, a certain trick you have to do. I don't know. Really, really, really fun game. Like, I was... And another thing I loved about it is, like, there's no intro. There's no story sequence. Like, you just, like, start the... Like, you start the game and, like, you're jumping out of a helicopter and you're in the fucking game. Like, that's it. Fucking go for it. Like, they don't even introduce any story elements until, like, way later, and you don't really care. Like, I don't care.
I mean, like, yeah, I don't think Strider is that game where you're like, I need the story for this. It's an old NES game, so, like...
Yeah, like, they do, like, when you beat a boss, there'll be, like, a little cutscene, like, but, like, they didn't introduce the story to past the point where I didn't care anyways. I'm like, this game's just fun. I don't care, and I know it's going to be stupid anyways. Dude, it's one of the better, like, Metroid-type games I've played. Like, it's fucking... It's going to be probably... Well, when you see power rankings, you'll see it. It's going to be on there.
Cool. So, we've all played the Destiny beta. It's over.
Oh.
It is.
Tony, did you get a chance to go to the moon?
I did go to the moon.
Yeah, how
the
that
The moon
turn
was
out?
The best part, actually. Oh, that was my favorite level.
I missed really? The moon, so...
Yeah,
I
guess that was... No, it was, there was, like, exploration and, like, a boss fight. It was actually, like, interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, it was, like, the one that it actually felt like a level of Halo, as opposed to, like, a level of Borderlands, where there was actually, like, a point, like, there was stuff to go, like, go and do and... like an actual problem to solve. Like, you were trying to save someone.
See, I don't remember what, like, I played it. I don't remember what happened. I just remember I had to get on that shit because it was, like, a two-hour window.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I just hopped on, did it real quick, and it was to get, like, you got loot, like, pretty awesome loot for doing it, so.
Yeah, there was some good loot, too. Yeah, but it was a nice mission. I hope most of the missions are like that one and not like the other ones. I think the other thing was it was nice to play on a different level.
Yeah, right? Like, am I crazy, or was the beta all on the same level?
It was supposed to be. It was one area.
It was in that first area.
Is that how, like, MMOs are? Like, were you just like, alright, you're gonna go do different quests in the same area over and over?
Well, it was a lot like Borderlands, in that you just, you were in this one area, and you did quest after quest after quest
yeah,
there.
And then once you hit a certain quest point, you'll move on to the next area.
All right.
That's pretty much. That's exactly how Borderlands works it too. It's.
But this game, Borderlands was like a large connected map, though. I mean, I don't know if that's how this game will be or not.
Well, Borderlands was sort of, but every quest was in like an offset area that you had to reload the game for.
I guess I don't know.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the world, like the old Russia area, was pretty big to begin with, and then you're going to move off of those areas, so...
I just felt like I was looking at that damn satellite on that fucking mountain the whole time. Like, every time I started a level, like, alright, oh, it's the same goddamn thing
actually
every
were.
Time.
You're not crazy, at least not for this reason.
How did you guys like the Story 6 mission or whatever, like, level 6?
I never got to play it.
You had to play with
it's the
last,
right?
It's like the last story one, yeah. Remember I was texting you about it? I was like, dude, there's no way you can play that on your own.
The Strike.
Strike. Yeah,
The Strike mission. Yeah, I played that a couple times.
That was intense, dude. It was like, I played it with Ozzy, and he fucked with me, and he's like, all right, we, like, beat, like, we you survive, like, I think a bunch of waves of guys first, and then you, like, beat this boss. And then Ozzy goes, are you ready for the boss now? I was like, dude, we just beat the boss. That was, like, a half hour. He's like, ha ha. And there was, like, another, there literally was another boss. I was like, you son of a bitch. You gotta be kidding me, man.
The thing about that was, is I think when you played it, they had upped the difficulty. So when I had played it on PS4, like in the alpha and at the beginning of the beta, it was set to normal. And you had told me like you had this hard time, and then I went in and played with Fozzy that same night. And I checked the difficulty on it afterwards, and it was set to hard. And there were only two options, hard and very hard. So they had upped the difficulty like for that, but they dropped it back down. And I played it again later and had no problems with it. So, like, it still takes a while because that that walker has like a shit ton of hit points.
You're talking about the spider looking thing?
Yeah, the spider walk. Yeah. Well, even the like the globe thing that you shoot too. He has a ton of hit points as well.
Yeah, but he was a little easier. Like,
yeah, not as much.
That like spider, like if he eyed you, he'd shoot you with that fucking laser.
Yeah, he one hit you pretty much. Yeah.
That was fun though. Like beating it, like was that satisfying? Like, goddamn, fuck yeah! Oh shit, this is boss.
Yeah, that's a it's a fun. I like the strikes. I think they're gonna be fun to like kind of run through. And I feel that there's gonna be one for each area, I think. So, they should be a good time.
Yeah, it's basically like, dude, it's basically like a boss level. It's fucking great.
So, but I am a little worried about the game, though, because there's some stuff coming out now about it. That, like, the max level's only 20.
Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Wait, it actually is only 20?
Well, so, Bungie came out and said that they didn't come out and give a number, but they said they wanted everyone to kind of, like, level up as quickly as possible so everyone could play together. And then there's other stuff to it. But, like, there's other, like, there's Vanguard ranks and Colosseum ranks and Hunter ranks and Titan ranks. But the actual, like, that level at the bottom, like, it sounds like that's going to max out at 20. And you max that out pretty quickly. Cause I hit level 8 with, like, 4 characters during the beta, so.
Yeah, but what if it's, like, you know, once you're level 14, it's a real long stretch to get to 15. Like, you gotta play, like, 5 hours.
Sure,
like, I
could maybe.
See that like that. Like, that's how the Fallout games kind of feel to me. Like, where do they cap off? Like, 30?
Yeah, it's not super high on the Fallout games. I don't know. I'm kind of hoping, like, I enjoy that mechanic. I enjoy leveling up. Like,
fuck yeah, dude. That's even what you play for.
Yeah, even if the levels don't mean shit in that game, like, they really don't. because all your skills are, they all level up kind of Skyrim style by using them. So, the actual number doesn't matter, but there's something fun about, like, watching the bar fill up and...
Yeah, right.
It's dumb, but... I don't know.
What got me into RPGs. Like, in the first place, is that shit. Like,
filling the bar up.
And changing your, like, armor and weapons and shit, which is kind of the same thing. It's like, dude, all right, you're chasing that next thing, you know?
And the other thing that kind of scared me a little bit about it as well is supposedly there's only going to be one area per... like, one section per planet. So, like, we basically played all of Earth already.
It's lame.
And then we would move on to the moon and then whatever other planets they have. Like, if they're painting this game out as something you're going to be playing over a long period of time, like, you would think that there would be a lot of, like, content that would keep you in, but it's kind of sounding like you might be done this game in, like, Halo amount of time. And then, like,
They expand on it.
Yeah, I mean, they have already announced that there's two expansions coming, so...
They've already announced expansions. Sweet.
Oh, yeah, they,
No surprise there.
They, what was it? Like, with the Collector's Edition, you get the expansion pass, which is the first two expansions. So, it's just like, I mean, I guess you kind of knew that was coming, but it does kind of be like, if you're only releasing one area to each planet, and then you're gonna like make us pay for more. That if there's not a lot of content here, it could get a little sketchy.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little worried. I thought this was, like, I didn't really try to give myself any expectations for Destiny, but now I'm worried that I'm going to be let down anyway.
I mean, I really like what I played.
I think it's going to be a fun game. Like, I just don't see me falling in love with it or anything. Like, I enjoyed what I played, but I don't know.
Right. It doesn't, it's not Halo. Yeah, there's, it's just not that.
And it's, I hope, good. It just doesn't come along as a slightly different version of Borderlands, which I suppose is fine for a lot of people, but I got bored of Borderlands.
Yeah. I did too. It's just that's my thing with games like this. Like, Destiny is fun to me, but like, I like playing a game and moving on to the next game. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to play one game. So like, even if it was great and it was just like there's tons of content, like, I don't know. I think after a while I'll be like, all right, but there's like this other game coming out next week I want. Like, once October hits, there's going to be a game every week I want. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm all right with, like, continuing to play a game over a long period of time. Like, but the content needs to be worth it. Like, it needs to be engaging. And if it's really just me running around doing, like, stupid missions over and over again, I don't know if that's going to cut it.
Yeah, I don't know. I could see us all sinking like a lot of hours into it for sure, but are you going to be playing it in December? Probably not. I don't know. I won't be.
I mean, I hope to, but I don't know.
I think the biggest enemy
you'll be playing Master Chief Collection with me.
Right. That's just true. It. There's so many other things coming out between then and December that it's going to like ruin any chance that this has. Like, it would have to be the amazing, most amazing thing ever on Earth. Because there are just so many games coming out between September and December.
Yeah. I mean, I hope it hits the promise that they're putting on it, but I think they're setting themselves up for a hard fall if they don't deliver on it. You guys play anything else?
I play Guacamelee.
Oh, how's that?
That's another Metroid game. I dig it more than I think we did talk about it once before. I dig it more the more I play it. But it's hard because like I'm playing it at the same time as Strider, and Strider's like the same shit but way more fast paced. Like, I don't know. I like dig Strider way more, but Guacamelee's growing on me. It's a good game. It's got really nice art style and music too, I think.
Hmm.
It was. I don't know if you like. Is it done yet?
You got probably. Well anybody listening to this, it's over. But if Tony hasn't downloaded it yet, he could probably do it.
I have it. No, okay. I've downloaded it already.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I don't think the combat is like super awesome in it, but it's a cool. Like, it's a total Metroid type game. You know, it's fun.
I do need to play that at some point. I did download it.
The more you play it, like, the further you get into it, though, you start to like it more. Like, at first I was just like, whatever, fuck this.
New games coming for PS Plus and Xbox Gold.
I sold my copy of Dishonored, which I still haven't played.
Well, there you go.
It's free now.
Well, I sold it, like, the other day, like
when the announcement came,
I was like, "Oh, I can have it for free now. Maybe that's an excuse for me to play it. Plus, I don't need this disc anymore. Let's get rid of it."
That's a fun game.
I'm not willing to hook up my 360 again for it.
Well, mine's already hooked up, so I don't have that problem.
I mean, mine's hooked up. I just don't have an HDMI going into it, and I just don't give a fuck.
There you go. I'm not so sure about Crimson Dragon. I heard that game's kind of shit.
Yeah, that looks pretty awful.
It's free. I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna download it.
The price
it.
Is right.
Yes. Yeah. Free is free. But Strike Suit Zero, I played some of that. That's fun. That game's pretty cool.
What is it like?
It's a space combat sim.
So you're like in spaceships?
Yeah, you're flying around, blowing things up, and then you can kind of turn into this. So you're in like a regular like kind of like space jet or whatever, blowing shit up, and then once you get the strike suit, as you blow stuff up, energy kind of pulls into your ship, and once it maxes out, you can transform into this kind of flying mech thing that really blows shit up. It's pretty cool.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's. I mean, for free, definitely worth playing. But I guess they didn't pay for it anyway. So
did they say PlayStation Plus yet?
They did. PS4 is some indie roguelike game that I can't remember the name of it, and Fez.
Oh, okay, I'll take Fez. I'd play that again.
And Fez is a cross-buy game, so you can play it on your Vita as well.
Which I don't even know if it works anymore, because I never touched it. Dude, I have not touched Vita.
Oh, well, there's a reason. There you go. There's a reason to, because you play Fez on it if you want.
I guess.
Or you can just play it on your PS4.
Exactly. But, Fez is kind of cool. I don't know what the roguelike is, but, give it a shot. I'll take anything I can get at this point.
Yeah.
I'm thirsty.
I think that's it for PS4, though.
Yeah.
What are the PS3 games?
Oh, shit. One of them is actually pretty decent. It's a retail game, but I don't remember.
You know what, makes me sad is, I miss Don't Starve when it was free.
And you want to try it?
Do you think I would like it?
I don't like it, so I'm not entirely sure. Like, it's a weird game.
See, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it pisses me off. I could have got it for free, and, I got to pay $15 to try it out.
Well, you could have got it for free anyway. Because if you go onto the Sony PlayStation Store on your computer, you can
yeah, I know.
Buy the games. So, that's what I do. Like, it's I don't actually feel like going on to my PS3. So I'm just going to download them here.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that back in the day. I should have, because I would have had, Outlast, a bunch of shit for free, right?
Yeah, Outlast, that.
Rezogun, I could have got.
Yeah.
And here I am, sitting there with my dick in my hands.
Going, I wish I had games to play.
Yeah. And, if I want to, I think Rezogun was, $15 or something, too. I was like, what the fuck, man? I'd love to try all these games. I would gladly pay for some of them, but I don't know. Don't Starve, I could play it and be like, I hate this,
Right. Tony, what else you been playing?
Oh, so this the game I got with my trade-in money. Because I traded in Battlefield 4 and Call of Duty and Dishonored and I can't even remember what the other game was.
To GameStop?
To GameStop, yeah. So I ended up with $65.
Did you get a credit card while you were there?
I'd never pulled out any money at all. I just pulled out some games.
Did you hear about that?
No, the GameStop credit card?
Yeah.
No, I would never do that. I don't need a credit card with 400% interest or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? It's you can pay. It's what is it? Get it now and pay for it later. It's I just want that forever. You buy a game from them, you're gonna be paying it off forever.
Was that really outrageous interest compared to what other retailers do?
I believe their starting interest rate is 29%, which is double what most other banks
If you got a Best Buy credit card, what would interest on that be? Probably 20% or something.
Those
right?
Those are all really bad. Almost all of them are really bad.
Yeah. They're not 29% though. I don't think.
No.
I think.
Although
the
Amazon's
average
was pretty bad. I think it was 23 or something. I wouldn't do it.
I pay off my Amazon card right away. So.
Yeah, I mean that's probably worth it for the points. Like, assuming you would have to know that you could pay it off every time. That's the one.
Yeah, that's kind of how you got to do it.
But anyway, so I traded in some games.
Yes.
I got Pokemon Black 2.
Did you finish the other Pokemon game?
I am on the Victory Road area. So I'm right near the end. So I was like, you know, I'm about to run out of Pokemon, so I should probably get some more, right? Because who needs more Pokemon? I do. Also, it's because I've been watching the Pokemon Black and White TV series with my son.
Okay.
But most of the Pokemon that are in the TV series aren't in Pokemon X and Y. Like, all the starter Pokemon are missing, and a whole bunch of, like, the Univereaching Pokemon just aren't in the game. So he wants the Pokemon he can recognize. So I went back to Pokemon Black 2, and hey, here they all are. So, you know, gaming with your kid. That's kind of the thing. So I play, and he looks over my shoulder and tells me what to do.
Are you going to get the new Pokemon game when it comes
out? Oh, yeah, totally. I haven't pre-ordered it yet, but I'm probably going to. Although I may just buy it digitally. That might make more sense. I'm going to play a lot of it. And probably never ever trade it in.
Buy yourself a big SD card and just call it a day.
Right. So, it's not as good as X in terms of, like, graphics, which was kind of one of the reasons why I hesitated so long.
X and Y were the first, like, true kind of 3D models and everything, right?
And they look awesome. And Earl was saying something to me about I can transfer my Pokemon from this game to the other game, so I might do that.
Huh.
I think you might have to pay the $5 for, what is it?
Oh, the Pokemon?
The Pokemon Center, so you can, like, put them in and then pull them out in the other game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think about it. I'll consider it. Because the Pokemon X and Y has, like, the whole thing where you can, like, pet your Pokemon and play with them. And Pokemon Black 2 doesn't have any of that. So, And I really have to, you know, feed my Pokemon and scratch them behind their ears. Cause you got to get the full experience, right, of being a trainer and, you know, doing everything that you can do. I will say Black 2 is a lot harder. I'm spending a lot more time. Like, even the first gym battle, like, came right down to the wire, whereas I just plowed through every single gym in the first game in Pokemon X because it was just so easy. But the first gym battle came right down to the wire, so I was like, yeah, this is more fun, more of a challenge.
All right. Anything else?
That's it. That and lots of Divinity. Hmm.
So I played some Destiny, and the only other thing I played this past week was Final Fantasy 14.
Why?
Like a lot of it?
A few hours, like 3, 4, maybe. I don't know. I got a friend that's playing it. I just I'm getting ready to create a character on the server Sean's on, and he's playing with Ryan and Erica and Amanda. So
I don't think it would be my type of shit. I don't know, but
it's very much Final Fantasy.
Which, yeah, I've never been into that at all. So
I like it, but I also like Final Fantasy. So I don't know. I'm playing a lot of it. It's very pretty. I'm beginning to understand kind of like the way it's mapped on the controller. I was having a little trouble when I talked last time, but I like it. It's fun. I'll probably play it for about 3 or 4 months, and then when I hit about $60 spent on it, I'm out.
Sweet.
But I paid $7.50 for the game, so I figure if I get it up around $60, which is what, you know, what the game would normally cost, I've got my money's worth at that point. So, so I played that, and I signed up for EA Access.
Oh! I want to do that, I think. Assuming they pledged to adding more games.
They've said they will. They just haven't kind of... I kind of wish that they would lay out it a little bit more, like the information a little more, like when are you adding new games? Like, is it going to be on a consistent basis? Like, but, I mean, I already own Battlefield and Madden, but I didn't own FIFA. I wanted to play FIFA. And FIFA is still $60. This is not $60, so I think I made out. I don't know. I got that game for half price, so.
Right. That's the thing. Like, I think the price is right. How did you pay for it, by the way?
You have to. You can't pay with Microsoft points, so. But it does. It you can buy it right through, like the Xbox. So it's like if you have a credit card assigned to your account, it'll charge it to that. Mm. But you can also buy it at I believe at like GameStop. They're selling memberships for it, and there's a couple other retailers, I think.
Did you see Sony's reaction?
Yeah, they say they don't see value for their customers in it. I could see people going, I don't see value in it. Like, if you don't play sports games, don't play Battlefield. Right now, there's no value. It's Madden, FIFA, and Battlefield, and Peggle. Like, you're not buying this for Peggle. That's the throw-in. But if you don't buy Madden on a regular basis, you don't buy FIFA on a regular basis, if you can get one of them for, half price, you make out on that deal, I think. It's weird that Sony's like, there's no value for our customers.
Like we're late here.
Right. But, like, well, it's like, give them the option at least.
Yeah, right? Maybe like, your customer doesn't want to use Netflix. You still got that shit on there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. It's stupid.
Right. Plus,
look at their fucking PlayStation. Oh,
Yeah. I want to talk about that, too, because, like, I checked out PlayStation Now. I did not rent anything because the game selection is fucking awful. There's 122 games up there, and I don't know. Maybe like same thing with the EA Access, different strokes for different folks and all that. But like for me, there's nothing on PlayStation Now that I would want to pay any money towards.
Is it all PS3 games too right now?
Yeah.
Which is like I would almost rather have access to the huge like PS2 library, like if they made most of it available, you know what I mean?
Right, and there's no, at least for me, there's no PS3 games that like you'd want to play. Like Uncharted's not up there, The Last of Us isn't up there, like Demon's Souls isn't up there. There's Killzone 3 is up there, but not Killzone 2, which is the better game. Little Big Planet's not up there. Like, none of the big Sony titles are up there at all.
You would think those would be, like, at the very least, what's right. on there.
They would be the ones that you'd see running, like...
Yeah.
Instead, like, the only game that I was like, I want to try this, and, like, I hovered my like, cursor over it was Final Fantasy 13, and I'm like, I really don't want to play that game again. Like, I didn't like it the first time. But, like, I do think that is a graphically intensive game, and it will be interesting to see how it renders.
How it
like,
works, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not paying $299 for 4 hours. Or five.
So in like, the beta, you have to actually pay?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and the prices vary from game to game. So, like, Final Fantasy 13 is $299 for 4 hours, $599 for 7 days, and it's like $14.99 for 90 days, which I don't know. I mean, if you can plow through Final Fantasy 13, you can finish it in under 90 days.
But you could own it for less than that on a disc. I mean,
right? I mean, probably like $10 or so.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you don't want to, like, you want the height of laziness, like. $15 isn't bad to like.
Should be like a play to buy option. Like you play it, you play it for that long, then you bought it for $15, and that, I think that should be like the cap, $15-$20.
Right. Well, like I might have even thought about it if I could have bought Final Fantasy 13 for $20. I might have thought about it. But there's no option for me to own it, so... So that's the pricing on that one, and then you go to, it's like Dirt 3, and for the same 4 hours, it's $4.99 instead of $2.99.
It's just, to me, it's overpriced. It really is.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Like, I mean...
You can buy these games for a couple dollars more physical. Yep. I mean...
All of these games, like, there's nothing on there that, like, you're going to be getting, like, at a you know, you're going to be getting any more expensive than what you're paying here.
Yeah.
Like, you can walk into GameStop and buy these games used. And,
own them. Not a rental, you know.
There is a great article on Polygon, and I'm, like, I'm not a huge fan of Chris Plant, but, he has an article up there right now saying that if Sony wants this thing to work, they have to treat their customers better than GameStop does. And right now, that's not how it's working.
Right. I think it should be more like kind of like Netflix. Like,
oh, there should. I would buy into it. Like, well, I said this when it was announced. Like, if there is a subscription model, and it's reasonable, like it can't be $20 a month. But if you go like, hey, $9.99, kind of like Marvel Unlimited or Netflix, you know, that's reasonable to me.
Yeah, I change up the library all the time. Yeah, that'd be great.
I can spend $20, like, or $10 a month. Like, I spend $10 like a day on lunch, like, and I don't know where that money went because I never eat anything good. So, yeah, I think it's a weird service right now, and until they get like better games, I probably won't give it a shot.
I think like renting a game is not like, I think it should be, you rent it, if you play it long enough though, you bought it, like it'll, like it's like a meter that'll fill up, like how much you're paying. I think that would be an interesting way to do it, but I also think that like the price is way too high on rental on that. Like, it should be like $1 a day or something.
Right, because like I can go on to the PS3 right now, and I believe I can buy Final Fantasy 13 digitally for like $20.
Yeah.
So you're gonna charge me $15 to play it on my PS4, and I don't own it.
And don't own it at the end of it. At the end of it, they take it back. Yeah, right. It's like they definitely gotta like just open it up with more options and make it cheaper. Like,
or I mean, you could even say you don't actually own it; it's just part of your library. Like, but you have access to it as long as you know. You have a PlayStation Plus subscription.
Well, yeah, like we were saying, like, and that could still be different from PlayStation Plus. Like, well, I guess you kind of need PlayStation Plus now, right?
Just about.
Like, I didn't know that you need. Do you need it to play online? Like, I keep seeing
you do, yeah. There, unless like, so if I didn't have it, I could play Final Fantasy 14 without it because that has a subscription attached to it.
Okay.
But if it's like. If you wanted to play Killzone Shadowfall, you need PlayStation Plus. If you want to play Battlefield, you need PlayStation Plus. If you want to play Destiny, you need PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and you can make it, you can still keep that separate, I think, and just PlayStation Plus would be for online play and newer games that are free, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then PlayStation Now could be like their fucking huge library from the past or whatever, you know?
Right.
Do it right, Sony.
I don't know. I definitely see, for me at least, I see more value in the EA Access.
And yeah.
I'm going to buy a couple EA games this year. I mean, I'm going to get NHL 15. I'm probably going to get Dragon Age at some point. And you get 10% off if you have EA Access, so.
And the nice thing for EA, you have to buy those digitally, don't you?
Yep, you have to buy them digitally and... So you're buying them at, you know, I mean, they'll be like $53.99 instead of $60 or whatever, but I don't know. But then you're not trading them in, so EA has locked you in. And if you own the game and it's not going anywhere, you're more inclined to maybe buy DLC for it later on. I think they need to add more games to it, and they have games they could add to it. Like Need for Speed's out there. I'm kind of surprised that's not one of the games that was like one of their entry-level games. I imagine Titanfall will be in that service at some point. Probably within the next year. maybe after the last last map pack comes out. UFC, I bet, will show up there at some point.
Right. And I mean, I imagine most of their games will end up there eventually.
They'll cycle out the sports games on a yearly basis. So, like, they'll move Madden out.
Like 6 months after Madden comes out, other...
When they see nobody's buying Madden anymore, hey, we'll drop it into the vault. You get it for free. And maybe you buy, like, a couple packs of the, of, like, those Madden cards or whatever, the Ultimate Team stuff.
This is perfect because this is exactly what I used Gamefly for, only it's cheaper.
Right. I like it. I think it's a cool, like, something different. And I'm kind of okay if other publishers get on board with doing something like this.
So wait, how much is it?
$30
Or $5 a month if you just want to try it. So, like, if you wanted to, like... And that's the crazy thing about this. So, $5... Let's say, like, you know, we're playing Battlefield or whatever, and Jeff wants to play. For $5, he can go and he can download Battlefield. And then that's it. Like, he can play it all month. And then we're tired of playing Battlefield anymore. He doesn't have to renew his subscription. Or, like, hey, we want to run a Madden League. Like, so we run it in the old Madden or whatever. I don't know. It sounds pretty cool to me, so we'll see. But yeah, my Xbox One's downloading FIFA right now.
Nice.
So, yeah, and it's great. So, like, you go to the vault, you click on the game you want, and it brings you to the Xbox store page. And instead of it, like, giving you a price, it just says install. And you hit it, and it shows up in your games tab, and it's right there. Just like you own it.
Is this, like, in beta right now, or is this something I could do right now?
If you are part of the preview program...
Oh, whatever.
But it's going live in August. Like, it's...
Oh, very soon.
Yeah. Whenever the next update goes out. Which will be soon, because it's in preview right now. But you can sign up for the preview program pretty easily on the Xbox One.
I hate doing work, though.
Well, just wait, like, 10 days, because then the update will be out. The discounts, they're active as well. So as soon as you, like, you know, buy into the program, if you go to... So you go into the EA Access app, and, like, say you wanted to buy UFC, you click on UFC in the Access app, and it brings you to the Xbox store page, and it has a slash through it and showing you the discounted amount. So it's all, like, pretty well integrated, and it seems to be working properly. So it's pretty cool. Yep, that's it. That's all I've been up to. We got any news?
We don't have a ton of news. One thing I will say, Sony this quarter actually showed a profit.
There you go.
They also outsold the Xbox One with the PS4 by 3-1, despite Xbox's new model available.
Well, does that include it, though? I guess it would a little bit. No, because it's first quarter, right? So that would be March through June. So it would be part of the Xbox One's
right.
model. It's like a month, right? Or April, May, and June is quarter one, right?
So, right, for Sony.
Yeah. I mean, that's great for them.
Yeah, I'm happy that they showed a profit. You started to worry about Sony for a while. They need to have those numbers in the green instead of the red, or the black, yeah. I should say.
Slightly related story. I didn't read past headline, but I guess Mario Kart 8 didn't sell enough for Nintendo to really impact Wii U sales. You guys see that?
Yeah, the Wii U's what was it, 500 in the last year? Was that what I saw? Or was it 50K in the quarter? I can't remember.
It was
some, like, abysmally low number.
But, like,
they also said that sales of the 3DS were falling.
Well, there's not a lot of content really this year. Like, stuff like Bravely Default, it's like, that's kind of a niche game a little bit, you know, I don't know.
I mean, it sold real well, but yeah, you're right. Yeah. It's only going to sell to X amount of people.
Tomodachi, where it's like, even me, I love Animal Crossing, and like, to me, that looks like dumb. So, like, I don't know.
And you're creepy. Like, I mean, you have Theater Rhythm coming in September, but that's niche as well. Like, it's like definitely targeted towards Final Fantasy fans, and your next big game isn't Smash until, like, October or November.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing I was I think I did read some of the article actually, but, like, Mario Kart 8 sold really well, but the thing is, it was selling to people that owned the Wii U more than people going out to buy it. You know, like, oh, this is my reason to buy a Wii U, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm sure it'll come out okay, though. I think by the end of the year with Smash coming out, that'll help a little bit.
Yeah.
Not for me. I want my Metroid and my fucking Zelda, but whatever.
But I mean, if like Smash can't help them, they're kind of fucked.
Yeah, like Mario Kart even more than Smash, I would say.
Well, yeah,
both. Like,
certainly. But they're their two big mass market games.
Yeah.
But I mean, they basically sold Mario Kart to everyone who had a Wii U. Like, the attachment rate is ridiculous. It's almost 50%.
Well, yeah, and you got that free game for buying.
But the game didn't increase console sales. It's like, this is the game that you buy your system for, except people didn't buy systems.
That's what I'm saying. It's really weird. It kind of stands out. And it's something bad about the game, because the game is actually really good. So, I don't know.
Yep.
Console needs help.
It's rough going for them.
It's too bad, because I really like it, and I want to, you know, I want to see them do well. So,
yeah. Capcom also had a terrible quarter.
Really?
I believe it had something to do with them not releasing any games in the quarter.
Dead Rising 3 sales.
That'll
right.
Do
well,
it.
That's the only reason they showed any sales at all was Dead Rising 3 and Monster Hunter. People keep buying that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Nintendo should buy Capcom.
Why?
What do you guys think about that? Well, you guys saw like the thing a while back where like Capcom was talking about being taken over, like they could be taken over now, yeah. Or shit like that. And then I read some article about how Nintendo should buy them, and I was like, I was kind of that opinion anyways, but it was like, you know, that would help Nintendo get more content, more, you know, more development teams, blah, 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 blah. They have a good relationship to begin with. I think it would make sense. Like, if I were Microsoft, I would buy Capcom. If Capcom was saying, buy me, I'd be like, I'll buy you and make you better. Make you better.
That's the one that, like, really, that I could actually see happening is Microsoft doing it. But the way they just consolidated everything, I don't know if they're going to be making any purchases.
No, it doesn't seem like it. But speaking of being purchased, Crytek sold off the rights to Homefront 2 and closed their studio in Austin, Texas. So Homefront 2 is now being made by, get this right.
It's being made by like Deep Silver's team.
Yes, Deep Silver and like the Ukraine or something.
It's based. Is it in the Ukraine? They're kind of like big over there, Koch Media. But I thought that basically they bought Homefront's license and then they opened up a studio and basically took all of Crytek UK's people.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, you're all gonna work for us now because you were already working for us. So it's weird.
Crytek in trouble. You kind of wonder if the era of the independent AAA studio is over.
It might be. I mean, outside of, like, Epic.
All right, and even Epic, the reason they survive isn't their games-making business, it's the Unreal Engine.
Which is what Crytek was trying to do. They were trying to, you know, sell the CryEngine, but...
But no one uses it except Crytek.
Yeah. True.
Which, I mean, you can see why, too. It makes games that are really pretty and play like ass.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to use up all of your system's memory on graphics and leave none for AI and, you know, the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. I mean, this gives that game hope of coming out. I was beginning to think that it wasn't going to come out.
You were wondering if everything that Crytek was working on was just going to disappear slowly. Yeah. Apparently, all their employees who weren't getting paid, because this was an issue, no one was being paid, have been paid now, though.
Well, that's good.
So, yes.
There's at least that.
Anything else going on?
That was all I had.
By the way, Tony, I just opened up the Divinity review on Polygon.
Yes, 9.5.
The first sentence like made me like, I want to play this. I need to see what this is about.
That game, it's so good, Jeff. You need to go buy a computer to play this.
Only if I can play it with a controller. No, actually, it looks like a game that would work awesome with a mouse.
It works incredibly with a mouse. I don't think it has controller support.
On it inside me.
Yes, you should, you know, steal someone's computer. Your girlfriend, does she have a computer? You should take that.
No, not. She has probably a shittier laptop than me. One day.
Do we have any questions, Jeff?
I don't think so.
Oh, Brian sent a question, Jeff.
Yeah, he wants to know. He wants to know why you and I are not watching Guardians of the Galaxy tonight instead of what we're doing right now.
Right. I'm going to go with this. I can't name any of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Like,
neither can I. Like, that's the thing. I didn't know that it was a thing. Like, I didn't know what it was. Like, at least Iron Man, like, I never read an Iron Man comic, but I know there's Iron Man, you know?
Right.
So I'm just being an ignorant motherfucker about this.
Hey, that's all right.
Trailer seems fun, though.
It looks like it's going to be quite the fun game. Quite the fun movie, so.
There could be a game, eventually, tie-in.
There probably is.
There's a...
$5 download that it's like the one fucking Expendables game.
Well, there's like an iOS game that's probably better than that Expendables game.
Remember that shit?
That was terrible.
I didn't play it. I just remember hearing
it. I did. I didn't buy it, but I played it over a friend's house, and wow, it's pretty awful. So I actually have achievements for it on my account. So
it's coming soon to PlayStation Now. Look out for that.
I can't wait.
For an hour.
I'm going to pay like $14.99 to rent it for an hour. The best money I ever spent. I don't know, we got some content up on the site, I think, some other stuff coming. Reviews of strategy games, specifically for Jeff, because he loves them.
Every time I'm writing one of these reviews, Jeff, I imagine you as my audience. That's completely not true.
And possibly a Corey will be on next week, so...
Oh, yeah?
He said he would wake up at, like, 3 a.m. or whatever time it is.
Tell him to stay up till then. That would be more interesting.
He'll be like, oh, I'm falling asleep. That'll be a good time. There's that.
I really want him to stay up, get drunk, and get mad about something, like have a topic that he gets on about, and he's just mad.
He's got to use
down, and that's the whole episode.
Drunk Irish,
right? Leader. And then we just like talk him down, take him back down to earth, settle him down.
I don't think that's going to happen. maybe I'll get that angry. Maybe that'll happen.
All right.
I'm very emotional.
That'll be good. Very special episode.
It'll be interesting for sure. I can't wait to listen to it. you guys should probably decide who's going to be the host.
Dude, didn't you just go on vacation?
No, I don't think that was actual vacation.
Yeah, I wasn't on actual vacation.
When you have to go somewhere with, like, 9 million children, it's not a vacation.
It's like Disney World.
It's like the opposite of a vacation.
Well, I mean, Jeff's like, I love Disney World. Not that Disney World's not fun, but... Like, this was not Disney. This was at a casino where I really couldn't go and do anything that you would want to do at a casino.
Really? Why not?
Because I was with my daughter, yeah, who were all dancing. She's like, I gotta leave.
Just couldn't stop dancing. That was the problem.
Yeah, he's gotta go have fun.
it's all right. It's what you do as a parent. At some point, they'll take care of you when you're old.
You hope.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to have money to do that for me. Just going to lay in the money. Sleep with the money.
Take another 20 that's underneath me.
Right. Close the door when you're done.
Sorry if it's a little sweaty. Enjoy it.
Alright.
We had the retirement people come into work the other day, so I'm like, I'm gonna have money when I'm older because I don't have any now. It'd be nice.
Yeah. It would be nice to have some money when we're older and retired. I'm gonna retire up the mountains and buy a boat and just hang out on that.
Can I fucking crash on the couch?
On the boat?
Sure.
I mean, you could crash on the couch anyway, but...
I mean, either way, wherever you're at, I'm just gonna come live there, like, free. I'll fucking... Like, I'll go to town and get you booze and shit. And drink it.
Okay.
Sounds like a deal, right?
I mean, where I'd like to retire... And, like, it's sad that, like, I know where I'd like to retire, but... It's on a resort, so... We won't have to go very far for the beer, Jeff. Like,
alright, so I'm just gonna have to somehow get subsidized here. And you somehow pay for it all. And I'm running.
You have a government job.
I don't have any of that shit yet. I gotta wait a little bit.
Well, you gotta, like, vest, right?
Well, you gotta. It's like the mafia and shit. Like, you know, I'm not even, like, a career employee. Like, they could kick me to the curb for anything right now. Kind of. Like, kind of. And then, but, like, as soon as one more guy retires, which will happen this October, I could get promoted. But that usually takes, like, 6 months because they're slow at everything.
So within the next year, maybe you'll
probably most likely, yeah, I'll be on that government money.
There we go.
It's got to be harder to kick you to the curb than it would say kick me or Chris to the curb, though.
Yeah, but it's like we have like way less rights as subs, like just kind of like weird shit. Like trying to think of an example. I don't know. It's just like they'll fuck with you way more, and like they're afraid to even touch the career employees.
I'm just saying that like they could come into a room and like fire me, and as long as they didn't say why.
Yeah, like I don't.
That's all they'd have to do.
They can't do that to me. Like I have a union and all this shit. Like I've always like.
Yeah, I'm not unionized, so.
Yeah, no, it's pretty sweet, man. Like I don't know.
So, not that I'm planning on having that happen to me, but.
They could do that.
They could, if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It would be to their detriment, but...
That's how I feel. Like, I know more than you people here, so right. Why would you get rid of me?
You can go ahead and do that. The consequences will be awful, but go ahead. You're going to miss me. You're going to come back. You're going to say, where's Tony?
So, yeah, Jeff, you can come hang out with me. On my non-existent boat.
I'm just gonna, like, I don't care if I have the money to retire. I'm just gonna, like, go and freeload. Like, it'll be fucking great, dude. Then don't worry. I'll keep you guys, like, entertained and shit. I could, like, you know, I have Blu-rays and shit.
I mean, at that point, like, by the time we retire, I don't think the Blu-rays are gonna work.
Come on, that's not gonna be, like, the common technology forever now?
No. We're already moving way towards digital, so...
Don't tell me this.
I won't. Even if it is happening, I won't tell you. Alright, well, I won't be back next week, but these two will. Possibly with Fozzy and a drunk Irishman, so.
And we're going to talk about Pokemon and strategy games.
Oh, Jeff's going to love it.
Yeah. I'll be Aaron Spirit. It'll be great.
I actually don't think I have any strategy games to talk about.
I don't think there's anything coming out next week or anything, you know? Like, so
no.
I'll be playing the same shit. I'll be playing with myself still. It's going to be awesome. I'll tell you all.
I did forget to mention that I bought a flight stick.
Ooh.
For Star Citizen when that eventually comes out, which I am going to fund.
Do they?
So you play
they
it
must
early.
Make those.
Oh, they do. I bought one of the cheaper ones. I didn't buy one of the cheaper. I bought a nice one, but one of the cheaper nice ones. It has a spring loaded safety switch that flips up to shoot missiles.
That's awesome, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty
that
cool.
It is pretty awesome.
It glows blue, which will go great with like the space theme for Star Citizen, so I'm excited. I'm going to see if I can get my old Space Sims to run on like one of the old laptops here, too. Maybe play some TIE Fighter. Probably won't work, but yeah. It's going to be a... I'm excited. I want to play Star Citizen. And actually, now Don's asking me about it. Like, he wants to know what it is. I'm like, you don't know yet? Like, it's the most... It's the game that's, like, made the most money
without
crowdfunding.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah,
by a lot. It's not close.
Yeah, it's like they've made close to $45 million at this point. Like, so.
Although, I think they've exaggerated. Like, there's something weird about it. Like, they're counting something that isn't normally counted or something. Like, they're counting in-app purchases or whatever.
Yeah, well, because the game isn't actually out yet. So, like, if you go to their store, like, you can buy, like, anything that, any money you give to them at this point, they're counting as funding. So, like,
yeah,
you can buy ships for the game that, like, you would be able to buy with in-game currency, but you can just buy them now, and they'll be ready for you when you get the game. So they're counting all that as funding. But, I mean, technically, it's funding. Like, the game costs, like, I think the lowest tier to get the game is, like, $40, which is what I'm going to buy into. And so $40 gets you the game. And then there's, like, ships on there that you can buy for, like, $200-some. Like, you can buy, like, capital ships and ships that need a full crew. It's crazy. But that game's going to be fun. I hope. It's probably going to be a giant mess, and I'm going to have a $100 flight stick that I'm like, what the fuck did I buy this for? There's a story about it, I guess. Anyway, they'll be back next week. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.